The 24th annual Vintage Engine Rally is happening at the Dave Bennett Reserve, Muckleford, this weekend, 17th and 18th. Steve O'Connor is one of the organisers of it, and he joins us this morning. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. Now, look, you know, anything sort of a semi-mechanical variety, for me, I just want it to go, run smoothly, not have to think about it. Now, I would suggest with some of these old engines and what have you, you've got to give them a lot of love and a lot of tinkering. What got you involved? What got you interested in them in the first place?
Oh, I've always had a love problem ever since I was a kid. I grew up around farms, and the old stuff always appealed to me. And as I've got older, it just appealed to me more because it's so simple in its operation, but it's so beautifully built too. It's just something that lasts forever and ever, and it's great to have that, and it's another way that people can see what we used to do in the past too.
What's the scope of the mechanical instruments and vintage engines you can see at something like this?
Well, we go from small stationary engines right up to tractors. We've got a chaff cutter that'll be working. We've just got that in the last couple of weeks. That'll be operational over the weekend. We're also going to have a demonstration tractor pull on Saturday afternoon between 2 and 4. That's with the small tractors. Gives people an idea of how we do what we do things at a tractor pull. There'll be other stuff there, old cars. The local car club's going to support us. The Fergie Club are coming in on Sunday. They're doing a tractor trek from Malden. They'll turn up there at lunchtime. So anybody wants to see a heap of old Ferguson tractors all together, Sunday will be the way to go.
Geez, I better make sure that I'm not anywhere on the road near Malden, because tractors on the road, they're one of my pet things.
He goes on about that a bit, Steve.
No,
don't worry.
I'm sorry. That was from living in Ireland for 10 years, mate. Narrow roads and big tractors.
We've got wide roads here, mate, and they won't run over you.
That's good. Those Fergie tractors seem to be just so popular, the little grey ones everyone will know them as. What is so special about those, do you think?
Oh, look, they're a pearl. They were revolutionary. Harry Ferguson was miles in front of everybody else back in the 30s when he designed them. The Ferguson system with three-point linkage has been he was the one that designed and invented. Everybody else has copied it ever since. So even the trackers today still work on what we call the Ferguson system. He was just a pioneer. He revolutionised the way that small tractors could work the farms in England. And, of course, they went worldwide and out here in Australia. They were back in the 50s, they were an extremely popular little tractor. They did so much. And small holdings are ideal for it. And yeah, they were just a universal tractor. It was a bit like the Volkswagen. They were very, very easy to work on and very reliable.
So what would be, I guess, the centrepiece, the most rare engine vehicle that you're going to have there on the weekend?
Well, probably two or three stationaries. One of our blokes from Bendigo's got a 1914 six-oar stationary motor. He had that out at Applefest at Harcourt. It's probably one of the rarer ones. It'll be a lot of older stuff that normally people don't see, so big variety of things. So it's just a case of come and see what we've got. There's a lot of stuff that in our club that is fairly unique to our club too. So it's a bit too many things to say, but it's well worth the weekend.
Yeah. Well, hopefully some good weather for it. So it's Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 5, Sunday 10 till 2:30. And it's a donation entry, $5 for adults, children free.
Yep.
And the Dave Bennett Reserve in Muckleford. So that's probably...
That's right.
Yeah. Mate, we wish you every success with it. Yeah, go on.
We do have entertainment for kids. We've got a jumping castle and the other stuff there. It's fully catered for the weekend. So come out and enjoy yourself. And we're really looking forward to it, because we missed out last year. We tried our hardest. We just couldn't do it with COVID. But this year we're biting at the bit and ready to go and have a great weekend.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you every success. Thanks for chatting to us. And, of course, we've got some tickets we're going to give away too. And Steve will have the details on those right now. But, Steve, thanks very much and all the very best to you.
Thanks very much, Robbo and Steve. Much appreciated, boys.
Pleasure. Steve O'Connor, the 24th Annual Vintage Engine Rally.